Saturday's 44-34 victory for Garden City over Mount St. Mary felt like a fresh sigh of relief for the entire Buffaloes team. It had been straight enough. When Garden City had not been scoring, they had been losing on this losing streak. Over the five-game losing streak, Garden City had not scored more than 34 points in a game. For them to get back within the 40s, which is something they had not done since December, was a huge sign for Jacob Miller's team in an effort towards hosting a sub-state playoff game. The Buffaloes are right there in 6A right now. They're well behind a couple of teams in Liberal and Mays, but they have a couple teams breathing right down their necks right below them. Any kind of win they could pick up is huge, and for Willita Buffaloes to approach this game and play their brand of basketball 5 hours away from home was a really impressive sign. Mount St. Mary could really only find one individual scorer in Kylie Ross, who scored more than half of their team's points, but Garden City spread the wealth around constantly. While Camden Carr finished in double figures, Maria Martinez had another big second half, finishing with 7 of her 9 in the second half. Maya Korf and KJ Pinchin each attacked the basket really well, and Garden City did a really nice job to spread the ball around and give Mount St. Mary a ton of different looks. This is a game the Garden City needed, and so far in this road trip, they've played a really good team and a team they should win, and both results have been as expected. The big test will be on Tuesday against Dodge City, and a game the Garden City simply needs if they're to keep pace with hosting in substates. Final score from Oklahoma City, Garden City 44, Mount St. Mary 34. Reporting for the Western Kansas Broadcast Center, Cal Friedman, KWKR 99.9 The Rock.